With the fanfare, we now know that it's Thursday here on Main Street. We welcome in our in-house movie critic extraordinaire, Matt Olien. Matt, how are you?
I'm okay, Craig.
Matt, this movie is Anora, latest film by Sean Baker. Let's listen to the trailer, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the movie.
Kid who wants someone who speaks Russian. Let's go.
No, no, I'm eating my food.
You're killing me.
He's a spender. Come on, let's go.
Hello, this is the beautiful Annie.
Hi, I'm Annie.
I'm Ivan.
It was really weird.
Like, I love him.
No way.
Yes way.
Bruh.
And I'm seeing him again tonight.
Will you marry me?
Seriously?
Seriously.
3 carrots.
What about 4?
You hit the lotto, bitch.
I know.
Bro, didn't I tell you?
All right, Matt, we've heard the trailer. When I first saw this trailer, I immediately thought about Pretty Woman, right? And I have a feeling this is a lot more complex than that.
I think people are going to this. What I think is going on, and I've heard a lot of negative reaction to this movie from, let's just say, mainstream filmgoers. I think they're going to a Pretty Woman situation, and they are not. That's not what they're doing. This is a Sean Baker film. It's not a pleasant 90s rom-com like Julia Roberts and Richard Gere did. So very different from that. Sean Baker, famous for The Florida Project, starring Willem Dafoe. That's probably his most famous movie. This is definitely one of the best films of the year. In my opinion, it's about 13 minutes too long, or it would have been a masterpiece, I think. They could have trimmed things, especially in the first half of the movie. So yes, this film centers around a exotic dancer and sometimes escort named Annie. Her given name is Anora. She's of Russian immigration, Russian descent. And she's played amazingly by Mikey Madison, who people probably don't know, but you better get to know her because she's probably going to be a Best Actress nominee this year for this movie. So she dances at a high-end club in New York City. She lives in the Brighton Beach area at night, which is populated by a lot of Russian and Lithuanian immigrants. And she eventually meets a rich son of a Russian oligarch, and his name is Ivan, played by Mark Edelstein. And he throws all kinds of money at her, and he's young and stupid and careless, and he just kind of lives like there's no tomorrow, there's no consequences. He's got money to throw around. And eventually they start seeing each other in kind of a transactional relationship. You know, he's got the money, she doesn't. They spend weeks together, and then kind of all heck breaks loose at some point. Can't get into too many plot details, Craig, because I want people to see this. But it's really an interesting portrait of, you know, sex workers and what they do and kind of the, you know, constraints they're under. And they will, you know, they need money. This guy's got money. That's what it's about. Now, about halfway through the movie becomes something different. It's really, you're really watching two different movies. The first half of the movie is Annie and Ivan, played by Mark Edelstein, kind of, you know, hanging out, going to parties, doing what they do, transactional. She's making money, to be his, you know, mistress or whatever. And then the second half of the film, all of a sudden some Russians show up, and they are employed by Ivan's father, and they want to know what the heck is going on. And that's all I'll say, because the rest of the movie almost turns into a madcap comedy as they're chasing around New York City, and it almost feels like it could have been directed by Preston Sturges, Howard Hawks, Ernst Lubitsch, way back in the 30s and 40s. These are the kind of madcap movies they made, often surrounding a heroine, you know, kind of a rich heiress type person, although, you know, that's not what Annie is, except much more explicit. So it feels like a Sturges Hawks movie in the second half, but much more explicit with, you know, swearing and guns and violence and sex and whatnot. So it becomes two different movies, and it outstays its welcome, I said, by about 10 to 15 minutes. But I want to say that I did like it. There's a couple really good supporting performances by the Russians who show up. Karan Karagulian plays Toros. He's kind of the leader of this group that shows up. And then Yuri Borisov plays kind of a thug And he really has the more interesting performance. And you're going to have to go see it to really see what I'm talking about. He's kind of torn between what they're doing there and kind of sees Annie's perspective on things as to what she's doing there with Yvonne. It's very complicated, but essentially it's about a sex worker trying to make it and kind of the things they go through to do that to attach themselves to rich men. And let me just say the final scene of the movie, which I won't reveal, but I want to say is one of the most surprising and touching final scenes I've seen in a movie in quite a long time. You're going to have to go see it to see what I'm talking about. But it really kind of puts a bow on everything. A little ambiguous too, but I really liked it.
Matt, everything that I've read about this movie, at least the first half of the movie, says it's really a fairly realistic depiction of the life of sex workers in many ways. Did you agree with that?
Yes, and I think Sean Baker has kind of dedicated this movie to sex workers everywhere who, you know, get demeaned. And, you know, people fall into all kinds of professions, Craig, that they maybe didn't dream about going into, but people have to make a living, right? And I think that's you end up sympathizing with Annie, Honora. You sympathize with her character. She's the central character in this movie. You know, Yvonne, who she meets, the rich Russian, is really kind of a side character, especially in the second half of the movie when the Russians show up and they become the side characters to her and everything kind of turns into this crazy comedy. But it's not just a comedy. It's also touching and tragic as we see the perspective of Annie trying to make a living. You know, what is this Yvonne about? Is he really on the up and up that he likes her, or is this transactional? What is this? And she keeps her guard. You know, people, workers like her have to keep their affections to a certain level, a lower level. I suspect that's what they do to not get involved with people. But you get the feeling watching it that you end up sympathizing with Annie. And I certainly did.
Matt, it seems
it's an amazing performance. Let me say too, sorry to interrupt you. Mikey Madison it's an incredible performance. It's kind of this combination of streetwise, you know, with a Fran Drescher type voice to her, streetwise, you know, sex worker, and she's funny in parts, and she's loud, and she's sexy. So she's got kind of all of it going on. It's an amazing performance.
Matt, it's interesting that this is really a blend, as you describe it, of a drama and then a comedy. How's that tonal shift handled, Matt? And it must work because you really like the film.
It does work. So, you know, not that there aren't funny parts in the first half of the movie, but things really get going when the Russians show up at the house of Yvonne, this amazing house that he lives in New York City. And so it's a quick tonal shift. You know, all of a sudden they're there. And the film changes and people are chasing about and screaming and yelling and guns are pulled and blah, blah, blah. And it does change on a dime, but you're okay with it. I was okay with the change. I really was.
So, Matt, is this a film that will really be off-putting to people who don't like a lot of sex in their movies that they watch? Or is it handled also in a way that makes that less of the theme?
There's a lot of sex in this movie. There's a lot of transactional sex going on. So I do think it could be off-putting to some people. I've read some audience reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, which are not the same as the critics are saying. Some people walked out of the movie. I think the screening I went to Saturday night, I felt like there were some people there that were expecting Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. And they got more than they bargained for. Let me just say that.
All right, Matt, before we get to our Oscar trivia, we like to get to that towards the end of our time together. What else do you have coming up for us here on Main Street?
Next week, we'll review A Real Pain with Kieran Culkin and Jesse Eisenberg. And then, of course, November 22nd, the big 2024 version of Barbenheimer that weekend will be Gladiator 2 and Wicked the same weekend.
Matt, do you think that's going to work out like the Barbenheimer event worked out last year?
That's a really good question. Oppenheimer is a film that should not have made as much money as it did. You know, it's a biopic about a nuclear scientist. But a lot of people that went to Barbie went to Oppenheimer. So they're trying to push people to see a double feature on that weekend. We'll see. I don't know. I can't quite get a feel for this. The film I really can't get a feel for is Wicked. I'm a little suspicious of the casting of Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Gladiator 2, the early buzz is good on that. So we'll see. We will see.
We've established that this movie is not Pretty Woman, but I have a Pretty Woman-related Oscar question. That movie was nominated in two different Academy Award categories. Which categories were they, and which were the winners then in that category?
So Julia Roberts, yes, was nominated for Best Actress in Pretty Woman, loses to Kathy Bates in Misery. Best Song.
Madonna.
Madonna wins. Oh, is that from the Dick Tracy movie?
We've been to the movies with Matt Olean. Matt, it's always great to visit with you.